My name's Aaron Morgan. I'm from Newham, East London. Been boxing for about 4 years now.
What do you say to people that see boxing as quite a brutal sport?
I believe it's the opposite. Boxing is much more than just two people in the ring just punching each other, trying to knock each other out. They call it the sweet science for a reason. It's an art form. It's much more trying to outthink your opponent. It's like chess. Very. That's why a lot of successful boxers are actually good chess players. It's very similar in terms of tactics and trying to outthink an opponent. Much more than just wailing away at each other in the ring.
You came to boxing relatively late, I believe. You're about 20 when you started. What made you start?
To be honest, I was always interested in boxing. But I just really never really got around to just doing it. I mean, from East London, we grew up more into music instead of sports. So we was more into garage music and MCing and stuff like that. So I was too busy in youth clubs and garages with my friends on pirate radio. So.
Who's your sort of favourite boxer of all time and why?
Too many to name. Narrow it down to a few. Roberto Duran, one of my favourites. One of the most skilled fighters I've ever seen. Marvin Hagler, just the determination, ferocity inside the ring. I mean, I'll be honest, Nigel Benn was one of the first to draw me to Bulls boxing. I remember watching Nigel Benn on TV when I was younger and was just intrigued by the whole aura and demeanour. So, yeah, I've got too many to name. Wilfredo Gomez, Salvador Sanchez. I could go on all day. I'm a real student of the game.
Where do you see boxing now in 2011?
I'll be honest with you, right about now in 2011, boxing sort of dimmed in the public eye, in terms of the limelight. I mean, there was a time when if he was the heavyweight champion of the world, he was the most famous man on the planet. I mean, i.e. Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, just to name a few. But boxing's not really in the limelight as such now. I mean, that's due to a number of factors. I think number one, maybe the governing bodies. Originally, there was 11 weight classes. There's now 18, 19 weight classes. In each weight class, there's 5 or 6 champions. So nobody, I mean, for the casual fan, I mean, someone like myself, like a real nerd student of the game, we know who the main guys are. But for the casual fan, they don't know who the champions are. There's 5, 6 champions in each weight. And so they don't know who the real guys are. I think that's one of the reasons. Also, I believe the current phase, I don't know if I should call it a phase, or the boom of like MMA, UFC, is catching on. A lot of casual fans are into that now, it's a bit more brutal, a bit more bloody, a bit more knockouts.
Could you just expand on what those forms are?
UFC, mixed martial arts, that's like, you know, the cage fighting, as to say, grappling, striking, on the floor, submissions, all that kind of stuff. Might be a bit more highlight reel, you know what I mean? Boxing's a little bit more skillful, should I say.
For you now, your future, where do you see it going in terms of boxing and yourself?
I think, as for anyone that does boxing, it's more than just a hobby, just for the sheer fact of the amount of time that you have to put into boxing. It's not really like, I don't want to diminish anyone else's sport, but it's not really like, say for example, football, where you go to train once or twice a week, you turn up on Saturday or Sunday and you play a match, and that's it. Boxing, we're up, crack of dawn. Well, if you want to win, if you want to be successful, we're up, crack of dawn, running, training, we're at the gym 3 to 4 times, maybe even 5 times a week. Plus you got to watch your diet. So I mean, it's much more than a hobby to me. I have got other career aspirations, so it's not the one thing I'm aiming to do in my life. But I would like, if I could pursue boxing as a career, I would like to pursue it as a career. So I see myself maybe sometime, as long as I do what I need to do in amateurs, I see myself turning pro in the future at some stage.
Any chance of Olympics?
That would be a dream come true. So I'll never shoot that one out of the water. I would say that would be a dream come true. But for the foreseeable future, I'm just focusing and taking each fight as it comes.